For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler.
All right, 277.
It's a well-known fact that fast food contributes to poor overall health. But what about the receipt that comes with those yummy French fries?
There you go.
KBIA's Hope Kerwin sat down with MU researcher Dr. Friedrich von Saal, whose recently published work shows how fast food receipts expose us to a dangerous endocrine-disrupting chemical called BPA.
What is BPA? And what are some of the health risks that are associated with it?
BPA is made to be used as the service lining of receipt or ATM or airline tickets. It's called thermal paper. For BPA related to diseases in people, we have obesity, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, heart attacks, impaired liver and kidney function. The reproductive system in women is damaged, and it also interferes with thyroid hormone and male sex hormones.
And so your study found that when the subjects use hand sanitizer or soaps and lotions, products like that, they absorbed more of the BPA. Why is that?
Well, there are a group of chemicals called skin penetration enhancing chemicals. They break down the skin barrier that is pretty effective at protecting you against molecules like BPA moving through your skin into your body. And the consequence was that using this hand sanitizer, people pulled about 100 times more BPA off the surface of the paper and then absorbed it relative to when their hands were dry.
And the other part of this, which really, you know, stuck with me, was the fact that when you're holding a receipt, then that BPA is just sitting in a film on your hands. And then if you touch food, you're then ingesting it as well as absorbing it.
Fast food restaurants often hand people receipts, and then they are eating greasy foods, which will also facilitate transport of chemicals like BPA. There have been a number of papers that cashiers, as you would expect, in fact, relative to anybody else in the population, have the highest levels of BPA in their bodies.
So how can consumers apply this new knowledge?
I simply don't touch thermal paper. And one of the things you can do is if you have a camera, a smartphone, or Android or something, you can take a picture of it. You can have it electronically sent to you. There really needs to be pressure on the stores that are using thermal paper, which is just about everybody, to transfer to a safe technology.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk with Hope Kerwin, I'm Katie Heiler. Thanks for listening.